I would like to take you on a guided meditation into nature. All you have to do is listen to my words and imagine what I describe. First, sit back in your chair and make yourself as comfortable as possible. Imagine yourself walking in a meadow on a summer day. As you breathe in the fresh air, you feel carefree and happy. The temperature is just right, and there is a pleasant breeze. After walking for a while, you come upon a reclining lawn chair in the shade of a large tree. When you sit down in the chair, you notice it has comfortable padding and even a soft pillow for your head. You are totally relaxed. Not far away, there is a brook, and you can hear the endless sound of the water gently flowing over the rocks and pebbles. Birds are singing, crickets are chirping, the leaves on the tree are rustling in the breeze. The sounds of nature surround you. The scent of wildflowers from a not-so-distant field surrounds you. When you look, you can see little yellow daffodils scattered among the many other colorful flowers, and butterflies flutter by. A gentle breeze cools your face. Small clouds float by in the sky. You are aware of how fully nature gives itself to you. You are in a place of deep rest and calm within yourself. I'm going to close our guided meditation with a poem by the English poet William Wordsworth, entitled Daffodils. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vale and hill, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils. Beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze. Continuous as the stars that shine and twinkle on the Milky Way, they stretched in never-ending line along the margin of the bay. 10,000 saw I at a glance, tossing their heads in sprightly dance. The waves beside them danced, but they outdid the sparkling waves with glee. A poet could not but be gay in such a laughing company. I gazed and gazed, but little thought what wealth the show to me had brought. For oft when on my couch I lie in vacant or in pensive mood, they flash upon my inward eye, which is the bliss of solitude. And then my heart with pleasure fills and dances with the daffodils.